WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, where we outsmart the scroll and reclaim our minds. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important, especially if you're running around like a headless chicken trying to juggle work, life, and everything in between. Creating a self-care plan that actually works for busy lives. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than the Great Wall of China? Like there are just not enough hours in the day to get everything done, let alone squeeze in some me time. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes and your brain feels like it's about to short-circuit? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't just a luxury for those with free time, it's essential for surviving and thriving in this crazy world. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in your car and expect it to run on empty, would you? Well, your body and mind need that same TLC to keep going strong. So, how do we build a self-care plan that doesn't become another item on our already overflowing list? Here are 5 key takeaways to make this happen. 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Listen up. Self-care isn't about marathon spa days or elaborate rituals. It's about those little things you can sprinkle into your day that add up to big benefits. Think a 10-minute meditation before work, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or enjoying a delicious cup of tea while reading a few pages of your favorite book. It's about finding those small pockets of peace and prioritizing them. 2. Make it personal. Forget Pinterest perfect self-care routines that seem more like chores than treats. What truly recharges you? Maybe it's dancing wildly in your living room, spending time in nature, or simply having a good old-fashioned phone call with a loved one. Listen to your inner voice and choose activities that bring you genuine joy and relaxation. 3. Schedule it in. Yes, I said schedule it. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and don't let anything else take priority. This helps create a sense of accountability and makes it more likely that you'll actually follow through. Remember, your well-being is worth the investment. 4. Start small and build gradually. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Choose 1 or 2 self-care practices to focus on initially and gradually add more as you get comfortable. Consistency is key, so start small and build a sustainable routine that you can stick with long-term. 5. Be kind to yourself. There will be days when you slip up or feel like you're not keeping up. That's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, self-care is a journey, not a destination. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, emails piling up faster than you can delete them, and a social calendar that's busier than a beehive. Sound familiar? You have a choice. You can keep pushing yourself to the brink of burnout, or you can carve out some time for self-care. Maybe it's a quick 15-minute walk in nature during your lunch break, a few minutes of mindful breathing before starting your workday, or even just switching off your notifications and enjoying a screen-free evening with a good book. See, that's the beauty of self-care. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Sometimes those small moments of intentionality can make all the difference. Okay, brilliant brains, let's recap. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's essential for navigating the demands of modern life. Remember to ditch that all-or-nothing mindset, personalize your routine, schedule it in like any other important appointment, start small and build gradually, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Now, go out there and make some time for you. Share your self-care hacks with us on social media using #DopamineHacker. Let's inspire each other to create lives that are both productive and fulfilling. See you in the next episode, gorgeous minds. Keep hacking those dopamine highs.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.